This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Parliament has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The bill was cleared by the Upper House with 128 members voting in favour of it, while 95 members voting against the legislation. The Rajya Sabha held discussion on the bill for around 12 hours. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that crores of poor Muslims will be benefited from this legislation and in no way it harms any single Muslim. He said the legislation does not interfere in the Waqf properties. He said Narendra Modi government works with the vision of Sabka Saath and Sabka Vikas and it does not discriminate against any community.
भारत का जो सरकार है किसी को धर्म के आधार पर तो आप अपना काम नहीं कर सकते सबको भारतीय नागरिक होने के नाते सबको एक दृष्टिकोण से हमको दिखना होता है सबको बराबर दिखना होता है जब मोदी जी ने कह दिया कि सबका साथ सबका विकास वही तो संविधान का स्पिरिट है
Participating in the discussion, Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain of Congress said that this bill is misleading and it has been brought with the intention of communal polarization. The Parliament has adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur, with the Rajya Sabha giving its nod early this morning. The statutory resolution is related to the proclamation issued by the President on the 13th of February this year under Article 356(1) of the Constitution in relation to Manipur. The Lok Sabha has already approved it. Replying to a debate on the resolution, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, since November last year, no violence was reported in Manipur. He also rejected the opposition's allegations that the president's rule was imposed in the state due to the failure in handling the situation.
जब किसी ने भी सरकार के गठन का दावा नहीं किया इसलिए शून्यावकाश की अवस्था में राष्ट्रपति शासन डालने का निर्णय किया इस तरह से कहना कि राष्ट्रपति शासन इसलिए डाला गया कि समस्या संभलती नहीं राष्ट्रपति शासन 13 फरवरी को डाला गया नवंबर में जीरो हिंसा दिसंबर में जीरो हिंसा जनवरी में जीरो हिंसा मार्च 13 तक भी जीरो हिंसा और उसके बाद से आज तक भी जीरो हिंसा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 6th Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral, Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC Summit at Bangkok in Thailand today. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. Prime Minister Modi reached Bangkok on a two-day visit to Thailand yesterday. He held bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart Pan Tong Tan Shinawat. The two leaders reviewed the entire range of bilateral cooperation between India and Thailand. They discussed ways to further strengthen political exchanges, defence and security partnership, strategic engagement, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. They underlined the need to enhance connectivity, health, science and technology, startup, innovation, digital, education, culture and tourism collaborations. Following the BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later today in the second leg of his two-nation tour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasised the importance of adopting the latest advancements in the Army Medical Corps to provide quality health services to soldiers, addressing the 261st Raising Day celebrations of the Army Medical Corps in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Singh emphasised that the medical sector is undergoing a phase of technological transformation globally. He acknowledged the Army Medical Corps' efforts in adopting artificial intelligence and carrying out research in cutting-edge technology. The minister also stressed the need to stay abreast of evolving practices to achieve new breakthroughs in the field. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs in the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Chasing a victory target of 201 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, Sunrisers Hyderabad were all out for 120 runs in 16.4 overs. Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at Ikana Cricket Stadium, Lucknow, this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. The 15th Hockey India Senior Men National Championship is set to kick off today at Major Dhyan Chand Hockey Stadium in Jhansi, Uttar Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.